Today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf Zayin, and we are 9 lines from the top of daf Kuf Zayin, Amir Aleph, Amri lo Maryanuka umar Keshisha Breder of Chizda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Miro bas Sara Rivka, Doiv ben Dvorah Miro, and Yehuda Tzvi ben Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a schus v'yecheskel shu'ag b'miril. Today's daf is being learned le'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yibodol l'chaim toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing with the sugyas of Kiddush and Havdalah. Today's daf, the first part of it, is going to deal primarily with the halachos of Kiddush that we make Shabbos day. Kiddush that the Gemara and daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph refer to, almost euphemistically, as Kiddusha Rabba. Zok de Gemara. Amrile, Maryanuka umar Keshisha, Berei de Rav Chizda. Maryanuka umar Keshisha were the sons of Rav Chizda. And they both told Rav Ashi the following. Zim nechada ikla amemer la'asra. Once upon a time, Rav Amemer came to our village, our shtetl. V'lei havelon chamra. And we didn't have any wine, and it came time to make Avdalah. I see no le shichra. So we brought him beer, v'lo yavdol, but he refused to make Avdalah on beer. Ubas, he went to sleep tovas, in pain. He went to sleep hungry. Why? Because you can't eat before Avdalah, and he refused to make Avdalah on beer. L'machor, the next morning, tarachna v'asina le chamra, we tried very hard until finally we were able to find wine, v'avdol. He made Havdalah, v'toy midi, and then he ate. L'shana, the following year, su ikla la'asrim. Again, Amemar came to our city, le'havalan chamra, and we weren't prepared. We didn't have wine again. Isinu shechra, so we brought him beer. Amar, so Amemar said the following, ihachi, if this is the second year in a row that there's no wine, and both times, in lieu of wine, you brought beer, must be chamar medinahu. This must be the beverage of the Medina. And if that's the case, I'm okay making Havdalah on it. Avdol, he made Havdalah, v'tah midi, he ate. Says the Gemara, Shmami not tlas. From this episode, from this story, this anecdote with Amemar, who visited the town of Rav Chizda, as related by Maryanuka Ubar Mar Keshisha, Breid Rav Chizda, so the Gemara says you can extrapolate three halachas. Number one, Shmami not mavdol b'tfilo, tzarchi avdol alakois. That even someone that said atochein antanu, even someone that was mavdol b'tfilo, but you still have to make Havdalah alakois. Why? Because Amemar refused to eat because he didn't make Havdalah. What do you mean? He was Mavdol Betvila. The Torah says you have to make Havdalah alakais, and until you make Havdalah alakais, you're not allowed to eat. You clearly see from the fact that Amemar went to sleep hungry that you're not allowed to eat unless you make Havdalah. And additionally, you see, that if somebody doesn't make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, you have the whole week to make Havdalah. How do you see that? Because you see that Amemar made Havdalah the next morning. Frey Tosfos, all you then see is that you have one day to make Havdalah. Those were the two lashonos of Rav on the top of Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, or on the top of Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph. So Tosfos says, Enu Chinami. The truth is, you really have no raya that you have the entire week to make Havdalah, but being that that's the halacha, so the Gemara said it L'Rav Chad Moshe, meaning, Shma Mina. The third is that you don't necessarily have to make Havdalah Meitzoy Shabbos. And if you didn't make Havdalah Meitzoy Shabbos for whatever reason, there's Tashlumin, there's a makeup day. From the Gemara you see one day, but being that the Emes is, you have more than one day. So the Gemara said it with the Emes. So the Gemara tells the story about Maryanuka, Ubar Keshisha. They said it over to Rav Ashi that once upon a time, Amemar came to our city and he needed wine to make Havdalah. He couldn't find wine. He went to sleep hungry. The next year he came again and weiter, there was no wine. And this time he was willing to make Havdalah on beer. Why? He said, because must be beer is the Chamar Medina. And if beer is the Chamar Medina, then he's comfortable making Havdalah. And then the Gemara said, Shmami Notlas. You see from this story three things. Three things that we already know. Number one, Hamadu Vitfila Tzakshi Abdullah. He said, even though Ramemer presumably said Atochain Antonu, still he had to make another Havdalah. You see from me, you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. And you see this Tashlumin for Havdalah. What's the obvious question? The biggest shmamina, the primary takeaway from this story is the halach of Chamar Medina. And the Gemara doesn't even mention that. You would think shmamina, there's a concept of Chamar Medina, that even though you're supposed to be mavdol alayayin, but shmamina, you don't have to be mavdol alayayin to the extent that the beverage that you're going to use for Havdalah is what's known as quote-unquote Chamar Medina. So I am b'mefarshim, they struggle with this. So the Gemara says shmamina tlas, if anything, shmamina four things, And if anything, it's Ikka Chaser. The main thing was actually left out. So what exactly is Chamar Medina? So we'll see a little bit more about this in the Raid Bite. But just one Ha'ara, these dafim go quickly, so we have to interrupt the daf. Just one Ha'ara as it relates to what we just said. So the Gemara says Rav Chisda had two sons. He had a son that was known as Mar Yanuka, and he had a son that was known as Mar Kishisha. Yanuka means young, Kishisha means old. And Pashit, the reason one was known as Mar Yanuka and the other one was known as Mar Kishisha, because one was younger than the other. So the younger of Rav Chisda's sons was known as Mar Yanuka, and the older of Rav Chisda's sons was known as Mar Kishisha. Tosfos and Masechtas Bava Basra, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, says it's actually just the opposite. Mar Yanuka says Tosfos Hu HaGadol. He was the older son. So why was he called Mar Yanuka? Being that he was born when Rav Chisda was young, hence he was older, Karile Mar Yanuka. Umar Keshisha hu atzor, says Tosfos. Mar Keshisha was actually the younger son. And he was born when Rav Chisda was older, and it's for that reason he was known as Mar Keshisha. So the conventional way to understand is Mar Yanuka was the younger son and Mar Kishisha was the older son. But Tosfos says it's actually counterintuitive. It's just the opposite. Mar Yanuka was the older son. He was called Mar Yanuka because Rav Chisda, his father, was younger when he had him as a child. Whereas Mar Kishisha was younger and he was born when Rav Chisda was a little bit older. What came to mind is the Chassidim say that the Divrei Chaim, Soif Yomov, told his children that after he passes away, the kids should make sure that they're mechabed his oldest son and that they're mechabed his youngest son. And he explained. He said, the oldest son, that's l'rabba sechicha gadol. You have an obligation to be mechabed. He said, but why do you have to be mechabed the youngest son? He's the ben zekunim. Right? The Divrei Chaim had children at a very, very advanced age. So he said, he's so young, why do you have to be mechabed him? So he said, because he was born when I was already the Divrei Chaim. He was born when I was already the Tzanzerov. And because of that, he had a little bit of a chshivas. That's Mar Yanuka and Mar Kishisha. Mar Kishisha was born when Rav Chisda was already older. He wasn't born when Rav Chisda was a younger man. He was born when Rav Chisda was from the Gedoyli Amirai. And that defines who he is. He's Mar Kishisha. Why? Because he was born when Rav Chisda was a little bit older. So the Gemara, Boy Minei Rav Huna Mei Rav Chisda. Now the Bach changes the Gersa to Boy Minei Rav Chisda Mei Rav Huna. How do you know that's the right Gersa? So it's Pasha, because Rav Chisda was the Talmud and Rav Huna was the Rebbe. Rav Chisda and Rav Huna had a Talmud-Rebbe relationship. So it's not Boyimine Rav Huna Rav Chisda. You don't find that the Rebbe was Boyimine to the Talmud. It was always the opposite. So Boyimine Rav Chisda Mei Rav Huna, Ma'u L'Kedush Yashichro, are you allowed to make Kiddush on beer? The age-old question, the Gemara we've all been waiting for, Amar. So Rav Huna told Rav Chisda, Hashto, Ma Perzuma, V'te'eni V'asni, Madach beer that comes from barley, that comes from figs, that comes from berries. The boy named Rav, that Rav was asked this question, V'ram, Rav asked the question to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda asked the question to Rav Chisda, V'lei Boshalot, and nobody was comfortable issuing a het, Shichri Mibaya. So regular beer, should that be mutter? So the first thing we have to know in order to understand this Gemara, something that's Mavur in many sugis and shas, that when the Gemara talks about beer, it's referring to date beer. Stam Sheikhar in the times of Chazal was beer that came from Timorin. So essentially, Rav Chisda's question that he asked Rav Huna was, Ma'u l'kdusha ha-shichra, are you allowed to make kiddush on date beer? So he told him back, it's pasha, you can't. How do I know that? Because I know that the Kadmoinen, Rav and Rav Chiyo and Rav Yehuda Anasi, they all grappled with whether or not you can make kiddush on barley beer, on fig beer, on berry beer. Now those are superior to date beer. And if they weren't even sure if that's okay, then certainly there's no way that this would be okay. So the Gemara says, Sovim minei kedushi hu delei makdashina ni lovei alav duli mabdalina. So Rav Chisda assumed that, okay, I hear. So you basically, you're telling me, Rabbi, Rav Huna, that you can't make kiddush on beer. But maybe it's only kiddush you can't make. But maybe havdalah you can't. Incidentally, what would be the svara to differentiate between Kiddush and Avdalah? Probably because Kiddush is the Eirais, Avdalah is the Rabbanah. If that's the case, it would be a Shtikla Ara on the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that Avdalah is the Eirais. But Amaluhu, so no, he told them, Rav Chisda, Hachi Amar Rav, I'll tell you what Rav said, Kishem Shem Mekachin Olav, Kachi Mechdin Olav. Now, Rav didn't only say this halacha regarding Kiddush, he said it regarding Avdalah. So, Itmar Nami, Om Rav Tachlifu Bar Avdimi, Om Ashmo, Shem Shem Mekachin Olav, just like you can't make Kiddush on the aforementioned beverages, Kachi Mechdin Olav, so too you can't make Avdalah. Levi Shadalei, Le Rebbe, Shichra Bar Tlesim Magni. Rebbe once received a gift from Levi. What was the gift? He had sent him beer that was made using 13 bunches of tamarim, meaning this was very strong beer. The Gemara says, Tame, he tasted, have you bosom tufa, and it had this very, very strong taste. Omar, he said, Kigoinze, something like this, royal kaddish olive, you can make kiddish on it, Veloimer olive, kol shirois vasushbachis shaba'ivam. And you can say all the shears vasushbachis in there, even though it's not wine. But it was such a good beer that was what he felt. But Lila, the Gemara says, that night, Rebbe went to sleep, tsare, and he had terrible tsar from what he had drank. Omar, he said, Miyasrin umafaya, something that gives you tsar, could you be mafaya? Absolutely, positively, no way. He did a 180, and he said, this is not something you can make kiddush on. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said on the topic of beer, Ode berabim lo ishti shechra. He says, I'm making a neder berabim that I'm never going to drink beer. Clearly, Rav Yosef didn't like beer. Not just that, he seems like he was a shtickle tempted to drink beer, and he needed to do something to make sure that he would never fall into the trap of being tempted to drink something he didn't want to drink. So he made a neder. But he didn't just make a neder. He made a neder berabin. What's the difference? In Hilchus Nedarim, there's a big difference. If you make a neder, you could say, Shimun or Rabboisai, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. You could be Matir Neder. But if you make a neder berabin, you can't be Matir Neder. So essentially what Rabbi Yosef did was, he said, not only am I going to make a neder, I'm going to make a neder berabin. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ishti mezuryoin, v'loi ishti shechra. He said, I'd rather drink water that had flax soaked in it then drink beer. For Amar Rava, Rava said, Tehavi sakyusa shichra, manda mekadesh ha-shichra. Someone that makes kiddush on beer, his sack should be filled with beer. That's a sign of anias. Someone that has wine, that's a sign of ashira. Someone that has beer, that was a sign of anias. So he says, someone that makes kiddush on beer, he's going to have anias. Rav Ashkechei Rav Huna, the kadesh ha-shichra. Rav once met Rav Huna, and Rav was making kiddush on beer. Amalei, so Rav Huna told Rav, Shari abo v'mikni, Astiri Mishikro. Abba is acting as if he just made money in the beer industry. Rapapa was a famous beer mogul. But he said that it seems that you must have made a lot of money drinking beer. Why? Because it seemed that Rav considered beer to be chashiv. A lot of the Amayram didn't. So why would he have had this chavivus and this chashivus towards beer? Or presumably he made money in beer. And if that's the case, so that's why he would have acted this way. Before we go weiter, so Rav meets Rav Huna, and Rav is making kiddush on beer. And Rav Huna says, Shari Abba, l'mikni istiri mishichra. So Rav Huna referred to Rav as Abba. Now the truth is that Rav's name was Abba. It was Abba Aricha. And at first glance, it would then seem that Rav Huna was referring to Rav by his real name, which is Abba, which is a Pella, which is Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Because amongst all the Talmidim of Rav, and there's no one in Shas that had more Talmidim than Rav, his Rav's Talmud Muvik was probably Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. And Rav Huna would refer to his Rebbe by his first name. So at first glance, it's a Pella. The truth is, if you look in the Seyda Adairis on Abba Aricha, so he brings a major machloikis Rashi and Tosfos in many, many different places in Shas, whether Rav's name was really Abba, or Rashi says many, many times that Rav's name wasn't Abba. But the reason Rav was referred to as Abba is because just like Rav is a name of Chashivos, Abba is also a name of Chashivos. He brings Rashi in 5-6 places that Rashi teaches that Abba was called Abba, or Rav was called Abba, not because that was his name that he was given, the Yikar Shmoy B'Yisrael, Abba, but rather the reason he was called Abba was because of a Lashon of Chashivos. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says, no, that was his name. His name was Abba Aricha. Incidentally, if you look in the Seyda Adairis, so his whole Arichos on Rav is under Abba Aricha. Abba Aricha hu Rav. That's how the Seyda Adairis starts, which is based on the Sefer Yuchsin, as if to say, we paskin almost, that Rav's name was really Abba. But the point is, it's really a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. This Gemara would seem to be a very stark raya to Shitas Rashi, that Rav's name was not Abba. Because if Rav's name was Abba, how is it possible that Rav Huna the Talmud would have referred to his Rebbe as Abba by his real name? Sokta Gemara. So again, we're discussing whether you can make Kiddush and Havdalah on something that's not wine. Tanu Rabbanan, Eim Kachin El Alayag. The only way you can make Kiddush is on wine. Eim Varchan El Alayag. And when it comes to making brachas, also only on wine. Freak to Gemara. Eim Kachin, I understand. You only make a bracha on wine. Ata Ashuchav Amayim, Yilo Eim Varchan El Alayag, Shakal Nia B'dvar. What if you drink beer, or even if you drink water, you make a Shakal Nia B'dvar. Amar Abayis, Abayis, Arachikom. Ein Oimrim, Havak, Koishal, Bracha, Levarach El Alayag. We don't mean that you don't make a Birchas Hanenin on anything other than wine. It means that if you need a koishal bracha always has to be wine. Tanu Rabbanan, Eim Kachin Ala Sheikhar, you don't make kiddush on Sheikhar. Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amru, and the name Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was said, Mikachin. Then no, you're allowed to make kiddush on Sheikhar. Matimas Yayin Kolshu. Okay, so now you're making kiddush, whether it's wine or whatever it is. The question now is, how much of the wine do you have to drink? Now, let's just preface this. Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshei, that's the Makar in the Torah to the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah is to make Kiddush B'dvarim, meaning to recognize and to clear and to proclaim that today is a holy day. B'chnisasei, the Rambam adds B'yitziyasei, but the mitzvah of Kiddush is B'dvarim. Chazal said, Zachrei Ola Yayin, this is Yeshayim, that could be Yayin's also Dairaisa, but the Iker of Kiddush is not the Yayin. The Iker of Kiddush is the declaration that today is a holy day, the Karas Ola Shabbos Oinik. That's what the mitzvah of Kiddush is. It just so happens, the way we do it is, we do it Ola Yayin. Now really, theoretically, you shouldn't even have to drink from the wine. Stating that, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Hei Amid Beis brought a Braisa, and the Gemara said, if you recall, Shema Mino Mihomas Niso Tamni. You see from this Braisa, eight halachas, and one of the halachas that we saw from there was that Hamavarech Tzarech Sheyita. That when you make Kiddush Al Ha Yayin, it's not enough to be holding the glass of wine, but you have to taste the wine. Now, because you have to taste the wine, you have no choice. You have to make a Bayer Priya Gofen, and that's why Bayer Priya Gofen is part of the Nusach. It's because you have to be Mevarech Alakos, albeit Pashtus Midr Abanan. HaMevarech, meaning the one that makes Kiddush, Tzarech Sheyitayim, needs to taste from it. Memele, you have to make a Bayer Priya Gofen, so you back into a whole Nusach of the way Kiddush is. But Ikka the Kiddush is not the Bayer Priya Gofen. Ikka the Kiddush is Mekadosh HaShabbos, and whether it's Avdol, it's Avdol Mekadosh HaChol. There just so happens to be a din of a Mevarech Tzarech Sheyitayim. So the question is, how much do you have to taste? And the Lashon Tzarech Sheyitayim sounds like all you have to do is taste. And the Gemara says, that's what Rabbi Elazar Shimon said. He said, Matimas Yayin Kolsh, all you have to do is taste. HaMevarech Tzarech Sheyitayim, as long as you taste the wine, you're Yaitza. Rabbi Yehuda argued. He said, Maloy Lugmav. No, it's not enough to taste it. What you have to do is you have to take a Maloy Lugmav. What's a Maloy Lugmav? So Tosfos says it's Roiv of a Revius. We'll see more about this later. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, V'chintani Rav Gidol Namin Neresh. Hamikadish V'tom Maloy Lugmav Yatza. Someone makes Kiddush and he tastes a Maloy Lugmav. He says, Vim Lav Lo Yatza. That halach is it has to be a Maloy Lugmav. And as we'll see, that is the halach. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Anot Hanino. I had a different gersa. Meaning, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, V'chein Tani, there was a braisa that said, Rav Gidol Demin Neresh said, that when you make Kiddush, you have to drink, HaMavarech Tzarech Sheyitayim, and how much do you have to drink? You have to drink a Maloy Lugmav. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Anot Tanin Olo, Loi Gidol Bar Menashya, V'loi Gidol Bar Menyumi, Elo Gidol Stama. I had the Gersa Gidol Stama. Does it really matter which Rav Gidol it was? Mar says, yeah, remember the day of the day. Maybe there's another statement that Rav Gidol said, and maybe there'll be a stira, and maybe because of the stira, you'll have to say a vart, that's going to be very important, la'alocha. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak commented, and he said that, I had a different gersa, loy gidol bar menashia, v'loy gidol bar menyumi, elo gidol stam. So before the raid by the end of Daf Kuf Hey, we probably would have just gone past this gemara and not even noticed it. But who said this? It was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And what was he commenting on? He was commenting on the name of Rav Gidol in this braisa. This is Mamish L'shitasoi to that shtickel toy from Rav Rufi Margolis. The Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was very busy with the names of the Tanam and the Amiram. This was part of his Avodas HaKodesh. And the Gemara says, Lamayin Afkamino. They even turned to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They're like, why is this so important? He says, what do you mean? Lamir Midideh Adideh. This is very important. This halachis that come from everything. This is all Torah. Afachba, Afachba. Zok the Gemara Vaita. So we can exhale for 1 second and return to the Mishnah. So the first halach of the Mishnah, we're going to return to our regular program, albeit briefly. By tomorrow, we'll be learning about Dalakosis and Aseba. But for now, the Gemara just revisits the first line of the Perek. Arve Psochem Samach Lemincha, Loyoichal Adam Achetech. So Erev Pesach Samach Lemincha, a person not allowed to eat until it gets dark. Now, when we learned the Mishnah, we were Mefarish the Mishnah the way Rashi and the Rashbam are Mefarish the Mishnah. The way it's mashma from the first Gemara and the Avtzadik Tess on the base, that Samach L'mincha means Samach L'mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day, as opposed to Mincha Gedoyla, which is 3 hours earlier, which is 6.5 hours into the day. What does Samach mean? It doesn't say Mincha Ketana, it says Samach L'mincha Ketana. That's 1/2 hour earlier. So the Issa starts from the 9th hour. What's the Pshat? Why Arbi Psachim Samach L'mincha L'yoychal Adam Achat Echshach? It's because there's a mitzvah saseh day raitza to eat matzah, and there's a hidur to eat matzah l'teyavayim, so to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah Behidura l'teyavayin. So Arve Psachim Samach L'mincha L'yoychal Adam Achat Echshach. And the Gemara said that even Rab Yosi, who holds that on a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yont, if you don't have this halacha, you're allowed to eat at Shetech Shacht. It's not a problem. But at the same time, Erev Pesach is different because Erev Pesach is a mitzvah's essay day, Raisa to eat matzah. Either way, that Pirish in the Mishnah, and that first Gemara in Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis was after the Maskana of the Gemara that we're about to learn. So we have to make believe we don't know that Gemara, and now in real time, the Gemara is going to go through the exercise of trying to understand what exactly the Mishnah means. So again, the Mishnah said, Arvei Psochem Samach Lemincha LaYoich Alada Machetech Shach, says the Gemara, Ibayulahu. When it says Samach Lemincha, what does it mean? Tutstam Samach Lemincha Gdailatan. Doesn't mean Samach Lemincha Gdailatan, which is much earlier in the day. I don't Samach Lemincha Gdailatan. Maybe it means Samach Lemincha Gdailatan. The Gemara explains, Samach Lemincha Gdailatan doesn't mean Samach Lemincha Gdailatan. What's the Svar Mishum Pesach the Masi Lemchuche? The Svar would be because Samach Lemincha Gdailatan is around the time that you have to bring the carbon Pesach. So we don't want you to eat because we're afraid. Bottom Rashi on the Amid, Shema Yeshev Besuda, you may sit down at the meal, V'yifsha, and you'll be negligent, May I say Pesach, and you're not going to bring the carbon Pesach. So it's because of concern of negligence that you may not end up bringing the carbon Pesach that we instituted this halacha. V'asilim nuyim ilavet Pesach, like the Gemara says, Oydum, Samach Lemincha Ktanatan. Or maybe this halacha wasn't Samach Lemincha Gedoyla, but rather was Samach Lemincha Ktanatan, Mishum Matzah, and it's related to Matzah. Not because you're not going to have the Seder. Of course, you'll have the Seder. Everyone knows to have the Seder. But Duma Asila Michel Matzah Hilagasa. We're afraid that you're not going to have a proper appetite to eat the matzah. Or even better, the Gemara says it a little sharper. You may end up eating the matzah achila gasa. Important toisus, incidentally. Dibra maskel duma asilam echel achila gasa, but not for today. So regardless, the Gemara says that's the shaila. Pasha had to read the Mishnah. Arbei psachim samach lemincha. Does mincha mean mincha gedayla? Does it mean mincha ketana? And obviously, whether it means mincha gedayla, mincha ketana will determine what the reason behind the halacha is. If it's mincha gedayla, it's obviously related to the carbon Pesach, because it's too early in the day to be thinking about matzah l'teyavon. Elamai, it's around this man of the carbon Pesach. We're afraid. Dilma asi limnuyim l'mavet pischa. If it's samcha l'mincha ketana, saying you brought the carbon Pesach already. So clearly it has nothing to do with the carbon Pesach. So what would it be related to? It would be related to eating matzah in with a good appetite. Zok t'gemar, am Rabinus. Rabinus et tashma, bring you a raya. There's a braisa that added to the Mishnah. Afilu agrifas ha-melech. The Braisa said, even Agrifas HaMelech, Shehu Rogel Lecha B'Teish HaShoy, so he was a Melech Yisrael, and he would eat in the ninth hour of the day. Oysei Hayoyim Lo Yoichel Ad Shetechshach. That day, he shouldn't eat Ad Shetechshach. That's what the Braisa said. Not only an ordinary person, Arbi B'Sochem Sambach Lincha Lo Yoichel Adam Ad Shetechshach, but even Agrifas HaMelech has that same Melech. Zoch the Gemara, Iyam Reb Bishloim Sambach Lincha Ktanet, and Abishloim from the Mishnah says Sambach Lincha means Sambach Lincha Ktanet. Hayin Revuset Agrifas. I understand the Chiddush of Agrifas HaMelech, meaning Agrifas HaMelech used to start eating in the ninth hour of the day, and then his meal would continue past that. So there would have been a Havamina that maybe Agrifas HaMelech, being that he's starting to eat his meal beheter, even though he knows when he starts eating that he's going to end up eating Samach HaMincha, but maybe it's okay. Kamash Malon, that it's not okay. Why? Because he knows his meal is going to go into the Zman of Isser. Meaning, even though if you started eating beheter, you're allowed to continue eating beisser. That was the first sugya of the perek. But that's only if you didn't know when you started eating beheter that you would end up eating beisser. But Agrifas HaMelech, who knows that his meal is, it's a meal of a king, so it's going to go into the time where he's really not allowed to be eating. That's why the Bryson said it as a chiddush. But you can understand the shakl of attire. You would have thought it's mutter because he started beheter. Kamash one, it's us because you know for sure you're going to end up eating beheter. But if you're going to tell me the Mishnah means samach lemincha gedayla, that means it's already us to start eating the sixth hour of the day. My revus did agree for us. Why would you think Agrifas is allowed to start eating now? Chal isra lemeikara. It's been us to eat for 3 hours. Bishloima, if the issa starts already later in the ninth hour. So then there's a Havamina, Agrifas HaMelech could do it because he starts eating beheter. So if he starts eating beheter, it's going to be okay. But if you're going to tell me that the Issa already started in the sixth hour of the day, so he's starting to eat Beisnu, what's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, Elamai, Samach Lemincha Ketana. Okay, so you're telling me from the Braisa of Agrifas HaMelech, it's Muchach that when the Mishnah says Samach Lemincha means Mincha Ketana. Soif, my Revusa that Agrifas HaMatulei Zman Isura. Still, it should be Pasha. I still don't hear it. Meaning, the Gemara says, I hear a little better what the Chiddush is if it's Samach Lemincha Ketana. But at the end of the day, I don't hear it there either. Because you're starting to eat beheter, granted, but you're going to end up eating beheter. So if you know for sure you're going to end up eating beheter, you start the meal 5 minutes before this month. So you know you're going to eat beheter. So why would that be mutter? Someone says, no, that I can understand already. Because Ma'adotem, I would have thought Teisha Shoyz like Grifas, Karba Shoyz, Didan, Dami, Kamash Malon. Agrifas HaMelech used to always eat in the ninth hour of the day. To mean that he used to always eat in the ninth hour of the day, and then he would eat supper again. So Agrifas HaMelech is used, his body is used to eating in Beteish HaShoyz, and then sitting down and eating a meal that's fit for kings later in the evening. So for Agrifas HaMelech, it maybe wouldn't be a problem because you would think he could eat the matzah. So that's the chiddush of Afilu Agrifas HaMelech. But that only makes sense if the issue is matzah and we're dealing with Samal Chamin Chiktana. But if this is about the Karban Pesach, it's about Dilma Yifsha, you're not going to end up bringing the Karban Pesach. So what does it have to do with Agrifas HaMelech's appetite resurfacing in the evening, even though he ate a late lunch, that has nothing to do with anything. If it's about eating matzah l'teyavon, okay, then there's a svara, Agrifas HaMelech. Maybe it's different, because he usually eats a l'teyavon. Kamash Malan, even Agrifas HaMelech is going to be awesome. But if it's related to Mincha Gedoyla, because he may not bring the Karban Pesach, because he's preoccupied with his meal, so it has nothing to do with Agrifas HaMelech. Must be, the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, this is the Raya, and this is where this ends. This is a raya that when the Mishnah says Arbei Psachim Samach LaMincha, what it means is Mincha Ketana. It doesn't mean Mincha Gedol. Amar Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, Ocha Avol Matbel Hu B'Mini Targima. Meaning, even though the Mishnah said Arbei Psachim Samach LaMincha Yechol On Matcha Techshe. So what is that? You have to fast. You can't eat anything. So Rav Asi said, no. About you're allowed to eat. What you can do is you can take food and you can dip it in Mini Targima. So Rashi says that means that you're allowed to eat peiros and basar beloy lechem. If you want to eat peiros and basar, you can. You just can't eat bread. Meaning, there's no halacha you have to fast. You're allowed to eat. It's just lechem that you're not allowed to eat. Rabbi Yitzchak matvil b'yarchi. Rabbi Yitzchak used to do that. He used to take vegetables and he used to dip it. Tanya nami hachia. Bryce said in mefurish. Hashamish matvil b'nei me'ayim v'noitzim l'fnei yachin. Hashamish is allowed to take the intestines of the animal, dip it. Everything used to be eaten as a dip, and he would give it to the Arch. Avu b'shein ra'lod avzeich l'davet zeshtikol zeicha to the shenemar. The pasuk says niru. Lochem nir v'altizru el koitzen. So what do you see from this pasuk? So the last Tosfos on the Amud has a whole pshat in exactly what the Gemara wants with this pasuk. But in short, the concept is that before you sow, you plow. So that's the idea. Niru lochem nir. First you plow, and then comes the zriya. Here too, not only is it okay to eat mini targima, but it's actually a good thing, because there's certain foods that are appetizers. They actually open up your appetite, and they make it more geschmack when you eat. So if the objective on Erev Pesach, part of the Avodas Hayoyim, is to make sure that when you sit down, and you're mekayim your mitzvahs eser deiraisa of Be'erev Toich L'matzis, right? The Chasam Sofer used to say that this is the only mitzvahs achila deiraisa that we have today. That once upon a time there was a Beis HaMikdash, there were many mitzvahs that were associated with achila. But this is one mitzvahs eser deiraisa that we have today that's associated with achila. Yesh la'ayin, what about Erev Yom Kippur? But this is what the Chasam Sofer used to say, is the one mitzvah deiraisa where there's a mitzvah of achila. So you're avoidas hayoyim and Erev Pesach, part of it is to make sure you get it right. So part of that is don't sit down and thrash. But at the same time, eat appetizers. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak matbil b'yarki. Hashamish matbil b'nei me'ayi v'noisim l'fnei yorchim. It's actually a good thing, and that's what we're bringing from the pasuk. Because when you eat the mini targimo, it's actually an appetizer. Incidentally, so if the only thing you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach is bread, then really, essentially, Arvei Pesachim Sabach l'mincha l'yoychel adam ha'shetachshach is just saying you can't eat matzah. Right? That's really what it's saying. What it's saying is you can't eat matzah. Why? The process of elimination. Can't eat chametz. Can't eat bread anyways. Mine targima, peris, yurakis, basar, you're allowed to eat. So what really then did the Mishnah mean when it said you can't eat? Arvei psachim samach l'mincha l'yoychel adam ha'shetachshach, it meant matzahs. The Tosfos in the beginning of the parak, we didn't speak of that in the beginning of the parak, but Tosfos says, so if that's the case, I don't understand. If all it is matzah, everyone knows you're not allowed to eat matzah anyways on Erev Pesach. Why not? Because the Yerushalmi says, kol o'ichel matzah be'erev ha'pesach, ke'ilu boyel ha'rusasai beveis chamav. What's the hezber of the mashal? Someone that's boyel ha'rusasai means he didn't wait until nesuin, when it's mutter. So here too, you ate the matzah erev Pesach. He was supposed to wait until Pesach. But the point is, if kolaycha matzah erev Pesach kilu boyel ha'rusasai beveis chamav, so Frey Toist is right in the beginning of Perek Arvei Pesachim that I understand what's the iser matzah. Matzah is anyways awesome. Matzah you can't eat in the morning. It has nothing to do with Samach L'mincha Ketana, Samach L'mincha Gedoyla. It has nothing to do with Matzah L'Teyav and Hidah Mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. You're anyways not allowed to eat it. So Tosfos says, V'yesh loymer da'ayri b'matzah ashira. It's referring to Matzah ashira. D'loy also be Yerushalmi, because when the Yerushalmi said, kol o'ichel matzah be'erev Pesach kilu boyla resasa b'veis chamav, what the Yerushalmi was referring to was matzah haru'i latzis b'achay vasa. It's matzah that you're able to be yoitza. V'oich l'koydem z'man. That's the whole point. You're eating it before the z'man. Avah matzah ashira sh'ariya. But matzah is mutter, the chain ha'yonoyeg Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam was noyeg that way. What does it mean he was not eating that way? It sounds like he would eat matzah ashir in Erev Pesach. He didn't have a problem with it. Aydi Yerushalmi says, Kola oichel matzah b'Erev Pesach kiel boyel arusasa b'veiz chamab. Rabbi Natan held, that's only matzah you could be yoytzim mitzvahs b'Erev toichel matzahs with. But we saw in the sugyas earlier in the perek, in the very, very geshmakas sugyas in perek kol shah, that you're not allowed to eat, that you're not allowed to be yoytzim the mitzvah with matzah ashira, because it says in the Torah lechem oini. So if that's the case, the Yerushalmi is not referring to matzah ashira, because the whole yisoid of the Yerushalmi is don't preempt the mitzvah before this man of the mitzvah. So if that's the case, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Arvei psachim somach lemincha loyoychal adam ad shetechshach. After learning the first week of Dathin in Perek Arvei psachim, we now know what that means. What it means is matzah ashira. Zokti gemar more on this note. Rava have a shasli chamer kulam ayli yemi de pesach. Rava used to drink wine the whole erev Pesach. Incidentally, this is another gemara that associates Rava with wine. We haven't had one in a while. Kihechi de nigrere lelibe de nechal matzah tefela urta. And the reason Rava did it wasn't just like a hefkeris, but the reason he did it was because he felt that for him wine was an appetizer. It was going to open up his appetite to a way that'll be able to enjoy the matzah. Oh my Rava, Rava's not. How do I know the chamer migur garer? I have a makart. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah between the koisos alalu, between the arba koisos, im ratzu lishleis yishta. If you want to drink between the arba koisos, you're allowed to drink wine. Ben shlishi levi lo yishta. But between the third cup and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to. Now, if I amrit misad soid, if you're going to tell me that wine satiates you on my yishta, why would you be allowed to drink wine before the third and the fourth cup? Why would you be able to be marba on the dalek koisos? You're going to end up not enjoying the matzah. You see from here, migur garev, that really it opens up your appetite. So the Rashbam explains what Rava just said as follows. Now, loch is that if you want to add, you want to drink more than four cups of wine, right? Dalek koisos is not enough. You want more than dalek koisos. So between the first and the second kois, it's okay. Between the second and the third kois, it's okay. Between the third and the fourth kois, it's not okay. Why not? Dr. Ashbam. The reason is because it's mechsi kebal toisef. The nira kemoisef al arba kois. Not really, but it's mechsi. And being that it's mechsi, it's not okay. So if that's the case, Rava was bothered. So then why between the second and the third kois? By Shulchan Aruch, you can drink as much wine as you want. Why? What's the pshat? You're between second and third kois. If it's mechsi kebal toisef, it should be a problem. The teretz is, must be Chazal felt that there was a reason for you to drink wine before the suda that outweighs the reason not to, which is mechzik bal toisef. What would be that svara? Must be because wine opens up your appetite. You're about to eat matzah. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah bidura, which is by eating a litei oven. That outweighs the svara mechzik bal toisef. That's why it was okay. And this was the raya. This was the raya that Rava had. Zokti gemara. Rav Sheshes have a yasa betanisa kol mayli yom of the pischa. Rav Sheshes used to fast the whole erev Pesach. Zokti gemara. Name because of Rav Sheshes. Why would Rav Sheshes fast? Why would he fast Erev Pesach? So at first glance, you can say, maybe he was a Bechar, and maybe he was fasting Tainas Bechayrim, right? There is an idea to fast an Erev Pesach. The Tosfos over here quotes the Minig. It comes from a Mishnah, Mesechta Soifrim, Perich of Alev Alocha Gimel, that there's an idea to fast an Erev Pesach. Ayin Tosfos. But either way, the Gemara was wondering out loud, why did Rav Sheshes fast? So the Gemara came up with a whole lumpus. Name because of Rav Sheshes. Maybe Rav Sheshes said, Samach Lemincha Gedoyotah. When the Mishnah says, Arvi Pesach and Samach Lemincha, you know what it means? Mincha Gedoy. Umishum Pesach. And it's related to the carbon Pesach. Now you do a matz. It's because of the carbon Pesach. What does it mean because of the carbon Pesach? Because maybe you're going to get all wrapped up in Yesuda, and you can end up not bringing the carbon Pesach. And he held like Rabbi Shaya said in the name of Rabbi Lozer, Mechshir, Hoya ben Beseir, Pesach, Shachtu, Shachas, Barba, Asa, Lishmai. That if somebody brings the carbon Pesach before Bein Arbaim, first thing in the morning, Erev Pesach, he has a mind L'Shem Pesach, it's Kasha. Now, Pashit, it's possible, because not this man to bring the carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach has to be brought Bein Arbaim. So if you bring it and you have a mind L'Shem Pesach, it's not going to be okay. But Ben Beseir held it was okay. Why? Because he held Mitzafra's man Pischohu. Because really, this man of the carbon Pesach is first thing in the morning. The Kuliyoy Mechazel Pischo. Because the whole day, really, you can bring the carbon Pesach. The Svar and the Svarah behind Bein of Ben Beseir is, because he holds when it says in the Torah you should bring the carbon Pesach Bein Arbaim. So Pashit Bein Arbaim means Bein Arbaim the afternoon. But it means Bein Erev the Esmer, from last night, Erev the Inna until tonight. Now, you can't bring Karbanos at night. So it means first thing in the morning, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says that, you know, Rav Sheshes used to fast Erev Pesach. So the Gemara comes up with a whole chap, maybe why he would have done it. Agan Sechesh, because he held Erev Pesach and Samach Mincha, means Mincha Gedoylo. It's related to the Karban Pesach. He also held like Ben Beseri, you can bring the Karban Pesach first thing in the morning. So he held, if that's the case, So, L'chaira, it should be Yasner the whole day. Now, it's interesting, because Rav Sheshes lived hundreds of years after Chorban Bayis Sheni. So he wasn't bringing a Karban Pesach anyways. So why would this Isser of Samach L'mincha Gedoyle even be Nageya at that time? Such a chumrah, you end up fasting the whole day. But the Gemara says, either way, Amri Loi, that's not the reason. Rather, Shani, Rav Sheshes, the Istinus Haver. Rav Sheshes was an Istinus. What does that mean? The Kambit Safra Midi from Rav Sheshes would eat anything in the morning, but Urtali have a Mahani Le'mich. He wouldn't be able to eat at night. He wouldn't have enjoyed his food. And Rav Sheshes, therefore, took upon himself an extra chumrah. He used to fast Erev Pesach simply so like this, when it came time to eat the matzah, he would have such a geschmack in it. It would be so l'teyoven. This was Rav Sheshes' way of being mahader in the mitzvah of matzah exhale. So again, today's daf, like every daf in Arvei Pesachim, is hafachba, vafachba, dekulaba. It's impossible to pick and choose in terms of deciding what to talk about. But I think that one of the distinguishing points in today's daf is the halachos of Kiddush. So obviously, so we'll talk a little bit about a Kiddusha Rabba, and that's the Kiddush that we make Shabbos Day. So yesterday we mentioned that it says in the Torah, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos Lekach. Zachar Siyam HaShabbos Lekach means that you have to make Kiddush B'Knisasa. In the beginning of Shabbos, there's an obligation to make Kiddush. In addition to that, there's also a mitzvah to make Kiddush during the day. The Gemara referred to the Kiddush that you make during the day as Kiddusha Rava. The Gemara said, "My Mevorich, what is the Kiddush that you make during the day?" Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, it's very short. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Bayre Pri Agafim. Why is it called Kiddusha Rabba? So we said over two pshatim. The Rashbam says it's called Kiddusha Rabba because every Kiddush has a Bayre Pri Agafim. It doesn't matter if it's Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush Shabbos day, if it's Yontif, which Yontif it is, Yontif night, Yontif day, you always make a Bayre Pri Agafim. And it's for that reason, it's referred to as Kiddusha Rabba. The Ran says right here in Parak Arvi Pesachim, it's Milosh and Zagin Nor. That being that it's such a short Kiddush, so that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabba. Shtaltzu the Charedim that says that's why Truma Gedoilo is called Truma Gedoilo because Chita Achas Beit Eretz Hasakri. It's not 10%, but regardless, there's an obligation to make Kiddush during the day. It's clearly different than the Kiddush that we make at night. It's known as Kiddusha Rabba. The Gemara seemed to bring a makar to the idea that you make Kiddush Shabbos day. The Gemara brought a braisa. The Gemara didn't understand the Brice initially, but then after further review, the Gemara sent the Brice and says as follows: Zochar is Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy, Zochreyu Alayayin Bichni Sasei. It's coming to teach me that Zochreyu Alayayin Bichni Sasei, the beginning of Shabbos, you have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Eli Ela Balaylo. From that, I would only know you make Kiddush Balaylo. Biyoy Minayin. How do you know you make Kiddush during the day as well? Talmud Loimar, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos, that you're supposed to make Kiddush not only at night, but you're supposed to make Kiddush during the day as well. So the Gemara brought a makar, seemingly, to this halacha that you're supposed to make Kiddush during the day. So this idea of making Kiddush a rabbi has a makar. The Gemara, in Pesachim Daf Kuv Vav Amar Aleph, brings a braisa. The truth is, there's another makar to making Kiddush during the day, and this is a mechilta. The mechilta is in Parshas Yisroi. It's on the pasuk Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy. Zok the mechilta. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekachoy. What does that mean? Bebracha. You're supposed to make a bracha. Mikan Amru. From here we learn Mekachan Alayayim Beknisasa. That you're supposed to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Ainli Elu Kedusha Liyoyim. Kedusha Lelayla Minayim. From this pasuk, I would only know that you're supposed to make Kiddush during the day. How do you know you're also supposed to make Kiddush at night? Talmud Loimar Ushmartan. It says, Ushmartem es HaShabbos, and from the pasuk Ushmartem es HaShabbos, we know, that's a pasuk in Kiseitze, one of the many psukim that talk about Shabbos, and it's from there we know that you're supposed to make Kiddush during the day as well. Ein li'el Shabbos, yom tovim minayim. How do you know you're supposed to make Kiddush on Yontiv as well? Talmud loymar, eilem moyadei Hashem, ashetikru oysam mikroi kodesh. And from there we learn that not only are you supposed to make Kiddush on Shabbos, but you're also supposed to make Kiddush on Yontiv. So this is another mechilta, another braisa, that tells me the halacha of Kiddush not only at night, but also Kiddush a day. But if you notice carefully, it's a little technical, but if you notice, it's not the same Braisa. The way the Gemara edited the Braisa in Pesachim, Kuvav Amin Aleph, Perek Arvi Pesachim, was when it says, Zochar Siyom HaShabbos Lekachnoi, I would know Belayla. B'yoy Minayin, so I needed a drasha Zochar Siyom HaShabbos, whatever that drasha is. But the Muschel Rishon is Belayla, The Mechilta has a little bit differently. The Mechilta says Zocher is from Yoyim HaShabbos Lekatra teaches me Yoyim. But Laila Minayin, meaning the Muschel Rishon is not Laila, the Muschel Rishon is Yoyim. Okay, fine. How do I know Laila? Talmud Loimah, there's another pasuk. It says Ushmartem Es HaShabbos. So again, it's two different formulations. The Braisim, Sochem, Kuvavam, and Aleph, and the Mechilta. At the end of the day, there seems to be a remez in the Torah, both to make Kiddush Balaila, and to make Kiddush Bayoyim. The Gemara Psochen Kuvav Amanalev says, how do I know Kiddush Bayoyim? Zocher is Yoyim HaShabbos. I guess it's the word Yoyim. The Mechilta says, what's the Makar to make Kiddush during the day? Zocher is Yoyim HaShabbos Lekatshoy. Again, how do I know the night? A whole new Pasuk. Ushmartem Es HaShabbos. So the Netziv, in his Pirish, on the Mechilta, has a whole Arichos reconciling the Gemara Psochen with the Mechilta, but he says one beautiful thing, and it's going to bring to light something that we do and that we may have never noticed. And that is that, he says the Mechilta, says the Netziv, what's the Makar? The Mechilta wants to know, how do you know you make Kiddush at night? Talmud Loimah, Ushmartem Es HaShabbos. What do you see there? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, the Pasuk Ushmartem Es HaShabbos is in Parshas Kisisa. Ushmartem Es HaShabbos, Ki Koydashi Lochem, Mechalaleh Mois Yumas. He says, Zocher is Yoyim HaShabbos, Likadshoi, is a Lashon Zocher. Likadshoi is Zocher. Day, Yoyim, is Lashon Zocher. And that's why the Mechilta thought that when it says that you're supposed to make Kiddush, Zocher is Yoyim HaShabbos, Likadshoi, to be Mekadosh Him, that's a Lashon Zocher. So when is Shabbos Lashon Zocher? That's by day. Yoyim is Zocher. So all you have is a Makar that you're supposed to make Kiddush during the day. But Laila Minayin, Talmud Loima, Ushmartem Es HaShabbos. What do you see, Ushmartem Es HaShabbos? Zokta Netziv, look at the next three words. Ushmartem Es HaShabbos, Ki Koydesh Hi Lochem. Ushmartem Es HaShabbos, Ki Koydesh Hi. He is a Lashon Nekeva. Sometimes Shabbos is referred to B'Lashon Zachar, and sometimes it's referred to B'Lashon Nekeva. Zochten et Sivo, you know what the Mechilta is saying? Shabbos day is Shabbos B'Lashon Zachar. Shabbos night is B'Lashon Nekeva. Why? Mechatesi. Because Yoim is a Lashon Zachar. Laila is a Lashon Nekeva. And that's the Mechilta. Zochten Sivo Shabbos Likadshoi. Not Likadshoi. Likadshoi is a Lashon Zachar. Mikan Omru, Mikadshan Alayayim Bechnisos. Eidli Eliktush Eliyoyim. Because if it says Likadshoi, it's a Lashon Zachar, it must be talking about Shabbos Day. Laila Minayin, Os Donoch HaPasik. Uchmartem Es HaShabbos, Ki Koydesh Hi, Lashon Nekeva Lochem. And that Pasik teaches me that not only you make Kiddush at night, day, but you're supposed to make Kiddush at night as well. What's the point? The point is the Lashon Zachar versus the Lashon Nekeva. The Netziv says that the emesis, he says, it's that's pshat in a mechilta 2 pieces later. It says v'yoyim mash kolo oisem alocha v'yoyim mash shabbos mois yumas. Says the mechilta ein liyela ba'oynish v'azora al meleches hayoyim. You hear this mechilta? Kolo oisem alocha v'yoyim mash shabbos mois yumas. Kolo oisem alocha v'yoyim mash shabbos mois yumas. And then it says lois v'yoyim mash shvi loisasa kom aloch. Say ein liyela ba'oynish v'azora al meleches hayoyim. So the mechilta from that pasuk, I only know that you're not allowed to do melacha during the day. And if someone does melacha during the day, he's going to get punished. Oynish v'azora meleches alayla minayin. How do you know balayla as well? Talmud loymar mechalaleh mois yumas. Says the Netziv, it's a medrash pliya, this Mechilta. What's Pashim Shan in this Mechilta? From Kaloisa Melacha B'yayim HaShabbos, I know during the day. How do I know at night? It says Mechalel Meisumas. Zok the Netziv, hein hein advarim. But Kaloisa Melacha B'yayim HaShabbos is a Lashon Zachar. Zachar means when Shabbos is Zachar. When is Shabbos a Zachar? Shabbos is Zachar during the day. So from there, I would only know the Oynish and Azarit, not to do Melacha during the day. But Laila Minayin, Talmud Loimar Mechaleleha. You are not allowed to be mechalal her. It says a belosh in the keva. Oh, it says a belosh in the keva. He says gaval. That's how you know balayla also. So from the pasuk ushmartem es hashabbos ki kodesh hi losh in the keva lochem. That's how I know kiddush balayla and mechalaleha losh in the keva mois yumas. That's how I know that there's an issa melach and that there's an einish of skila for someone does melacha b'leil shabbos half of a fellow zokt in itziv lefize. You can understand something that the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shiori Knesses Agdoyla and Ilchas Shabbos. It's Simon Reish Samiches. The Magen Avraham says, quote, "Uba'oy la Shabbos kosev b'shem Knesset Agdol Madura Basra." Minig loymer b'leile Shabbos. When you daven b'leile Shabbos, you're supposed to say v'yonuchu va. And when you say daven Shabbos during the day, you say v'yonuchu va'y. Says the Netziv. What's pshat? Why Friday night is it v'yonuchu va, and why Shabbos day is it v'yonuchu va'y? Because in the Torah, when Shabbos is B'loshon Zachar, it's referring to Shabbos day. And when Shabbos is b'loshen nekeva, ki kodesh hi lachem loshen nekeva, mechalaleh hamois yumas loshen nekeva, it's always referring to Friday night. And that's why the minig is to say, b'leil Shabbos v'yonuchu va, u'biyoyim v'yonuchu bay. That's what the Netziv says, toich dvarav, in his birchas ha-Netziv, in his pirish, over here, in the mechilta, on the pasuk, zachar siyem Shabbos l'kachi, haflu v'fela. The Magen Avraham concludes and says, u'bimincha, the minig is to say, v'yonuchu vam. So Friday night it's v'yonuchu va, Shabbos day it's v'yonuchu bay, u'bimincha it's v'yonuchu vam. Ein kam mekoymei laharach, but maybe, al derech primis atayra, maybe the Hezbar is, because yoyim and laila are different, but we know in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, yoyim is geula, yoyim is or, yoyim is clarity, when everything makes sense and we understand everything. Laila's choshech, Laila's golos, Laila's tsaris, Laila's when we don't understand things. Friday night is the Shabbos in golos, the Shabbos in the zman of choshech. Shabbos day is the Shabbos of Yoyim. It's the Shabbos in the time of Or, in the time of Geula. One is Mechaleleha, the other one is Zachar Yisrael Shabbos LeKadshoy. One is Kodesh Hilochem, Kol Oisa Boy Melacha. Right, they're fundamentally different, and that's why there's an oistruk of Yenuchavav and Yenuchavay. But Shabbos by Mincha, that's Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. That's connected to Shabbos of Las Lavoi. See, Shabbos by Mincha, Yom and Laila is the same. Shabbos by Mincha, Or V'Choshech is the same. Shabbos and Mincha, there's no Shabbos of Laila and Shabbos of Yom. There's no two Anhagis. Shabbos of Mincha is Ata Echad v'shimcha echad. The same way that Hashem's name is Nichtav, it's the same way that it's Nikra, the brought the Maggid that the Noida Behuda brings, and Dafnun, and Dafnun Vav, and Masechtes Pesachim. Shabbos by Mincha, everything is the same. Shabbos by Mincha, the avoid is v'yanuchuva. It's all the same. There's no v'yanuchuva, v'yanuchuva, it's bam. It's yoyim and laila bevas achas. Because that's when there's an ichud between yoyim and laila, there's an ichud between the oir and the chayshach. But we digress a little bit. So as it relates to making Kiddush Shabbos day. So we spoke about the hakdama that we make to Avdala, atochein antonu l'madot teresecha. We spoke a little bit about the hakdama that we make to Avdala, hine kel yeshuasni, eftach v'lo yefchad. What about Shabbos day? So you sit down to make kiddush Shabbos day. So there's different minhag. Some people start, zochei zeh meshabbos akadshay. Some people start, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos. Some people start, alkein beirach, Hashem es yoy meshabbos v'ayikacheyo. The Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Reish Pei Tes, if Cotton Bay says, Yesh noyagim luftoyach mitchila, pasik v'shamru b'nei Yisrael, v'chulu, oy zochres yehme Shabbos, ad v'yikache. He says, v'yesh mehamoyin, however, I've seen many people, sham poyischem me'alkein beirach. They start making kiddush, alkein beirach, Hashem es yehme Shabbos v'yikache, v'shaloi kedinhu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's wrong. Why? The chol psukot loy paske moysha anan loy paskina. Because any pasik that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't cut. We have no right to do. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Al kein berach Hashem es yom haShabbos vayikacheyu is the middle of a pasuk. Ki sheishes yom haMasa Hashem es haShemayim veSaaretz si yom es kol haShabbos vayonach bayom haShvi. Al kein berach Hashem es yom haShabbos vayikacheyu. It's the safe of a pasuk. We have a klal. Kol psukot loy paskei Moshe and not loy paskinon. You now let us say hal b'psukim. So what exactly that means? It's a discussion in the Rishonim. But super high level. You now let us say hal b'psukim. That's what it means. So you can't just go ahead and recite, especially in a very formal setting, a half a pasuk. Kol psukot loy paskei Moshe. Any pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu didn't spalt and not loy paskinon. We don't have a right to do. So says the Mishnah Berurah, I have a big problem with this minhag. I've seen many people, they start Kiddush, Al kein beirach Hashem, es yoyim haShabbos vayikacheyu, v'shaloi kedinhu, d'chol psukot loy paskei Moshe, anan loy paskinon, because this is something that really, you're not allowed to do. The Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai, in his Shailas Uchuvas, Rav Paulin, is miyashav the minhag. And he says, the reason I have to be miyashav this minhag is because it really traces itself back to the Arizal. It's in the Sfarim of the Arizal, and in the spirit of reconciling the Nigla and the Nistar, that even though the Arizal said, Al kein berach Hashem es yom haShabbos vayikacheyu, but kom psukot loy paskei Moshe anan loy paskinon, so said the Rav Paulim, said the Ben Ishchai, but af miyashav zayin this minig that Chofetz Chaim didn't understand, he didn't like, he said, I've seen many people do it, v'shaloi kedin huoysim, I'm making a macha, said the Chofetz Chaim, it's the wrong thing to do. But said the Rav Paulim, it really comes from an Arizal. And if it comes from an Arizal, we have to be miyashav the minig. But in order to appreciate the yishuv of the minig, we have to take one tiny step backwards, and that is learn a very short Shuvah's Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is an Erech Chaim, Simen Yud. The tshuva was written, well, we'll get to that in a minute. So the Chassam Sofer writes that he was sitting together with his mechutin. His mechutin was Rabbi Yosef Lehman. So Chassam Sofer had a daughter, her name was Simcha Lehman. She had tremendous arichas yom. She passed away in the year 1911. Chassam Sofer had a daughter. Chassam Sofer was nifter in 1839. But he had a daughter that lived until 1911. Kiyadua, there were many people that knew her and spoke to her, and they used to tell stories that she said over in the name of her father. I mean, there were people, even today, maybe, in the Friya de Gedar. Today, there's a lot of people that knew people that knew her. But, you know, Amal, there were people that had, they used to say Eidos, that I heard from Rebbetzin Simcha, the Simcha Liman, that was her name. She was the daughter of the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer was sitting with his mechutin, meaning his Edim Liman's father. They were sitting together, and they got into a discussion. They were discussing this halacha of kol psuka delei paskei Moshe, anan loy paskinan. And the Chassam Sofer discussed Kiddush, but not Kiddush Friday, Shabbos day, but rather Kiddush Friday night. And the Chassam Sofer was saying that they were discussing, how do you make Kiddush Friday night? So Yom HaShishi, but we don't start Yom HaShishi. We really start Vayi Erev Vayihi Boiker Yom HaShishi. Right, that's how we start making Kiddush. Vayi Erev Vayihi Boiker Yom HaShishi. And the question was, why is this okay? What happened to Kol Psuka Delei Paskei Moshe and Nan Lei Paskinon? Vayi Erev Vayihi Boiker is also the middle of a Pasuk. The Pasuk starts, Vayar Lekimis Kol Asha Asav Yinei Toiv Moed Vayihi Erev Vayihi Boiker Yom HaShishi. So the question was, why was this okay? And before, why do we even start Vayi Erev Vayihi Boiker? Start Yom HaShishi. Alamai, you don't want to start Yom HaShishi because it's Kol Psuka Delei Paskei Moshe Anan Loi Paskinon. So what are you gaining by starting four words earlier? Vayer Vayivoker Yom HaShishi. It's the same Kol Psuka Delei Paskei Moshe Anan Loi Paskinon. That was the shmuz. This is what was being discussed at this Suda with Chassam Sofer and his Mechutim Rabbi Yosef Lehman. This is what they were talking about. It says the Chassam Sofer, Hoyisham Lamda Nechod. There was a great Salamdin that was there at that Suda. Nisker, he remembered, Shebe Sefer, in the Sefer Mogen Giboyim, Medaber Be'inyin Zeh. He says, he remembers there's a Psasvara in the Sefer Mogen Giboyim. So they went to the Sfurim Shafer, they brought out the Sefer Mogen Giboyim, and they looked up, and the Sefer Mogen Giboyim, he brings, it's in Simen Nun Aleph, Sefkot and Gimel, a Chiddush from the son of the Yochan Ubayas. And the Yochan Ubayas' son said an unbelievable Chiddush. He said, the Gemara says, Kol Psukot Lei Paskei Moshe Anan Lei Paskinan. But it's taken a little bit out of context. It doesn't mean literally. There are times that you're allowed to hack up a pasuk. What does that mean? He said, it all depends on the trup. If the trup of the pasuk suggests that there's a pause, then you're allowed to pause. If you're in the middle of a signun, then you're not allowed to pause. So he said, Vayara Lekimis Kol Asha Asav Hinei Toiv Ma'oid. Under the word Ma'oid, there's an asnachta. That's a pause. Memelu, you're allowed to stop. Vayera Vayivoyken Yoy Mashishi. The reason you can't start Yoy Mashishi is because Vayera Vayivoyken Yoy Mashishi, there's no stop. It's a merchatipcha. You can't stop in the middle there. So Vihine Toiv Ma'oid, there's an asnachta. Being that it's an asnachta, so he said over there you're allowed to stop. But in terms of stopping in the middle, that wouldn't be okay. So he said, that's the Hezber, Vayer Vayberki Yemashishi. The Chassam Sofer said that he saw this and he wasn't masking. He said, it's a Chiddush Noirim, Mekenesh Zogan Azach Chiddush. He wasn't masking at all. So the Chassam Sofer said, so I told my Mechutin. So he said, if that's the case, and I told this Lamdin Echod. So he said, so what's Pshad in Vayer Vayberki Yemashishi? So he said, the Pshad is Pashit. He said, the Pshad is because we want to start the Kiddush. We want to start Kiddush by saying, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he said that Vayi Erev Vayi Voiker Yoim HaShishi is Rosh Hateves Havaya, and we want to start Havaya. So he said, if that's Yoim HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim, Yoim HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim is Rosh Hateves Havaya, and he says, when we make Kiddush Friday night, we want to start Havaya. So he says, if that's the case, so I hear, so just start from the beginning of the Pasuk. You should start making Kiddush. Vayaru Lekim is Kol Asha Asav Hinei Toiv Moi. Not just that, it sounds like a very nice way to start Kiddush. Vayaru Lekim is Kol Asha Asav Hinei Toiv Moi. Right, it sounds like a gachmaka way to start. Vayaru Vayvoki Yoim HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim Varz Chol Tzvam. So the Chassam Sofer said, it does sound like at first glance. However, Rameya has a famous drasha. What does it mean? Vihine toiv moed, vihine toiv moves. So he says, we're not starting Kiddush, vihine toiv moves. He says, you're going to start making Kiddush Friday night, vihine toiv moves. That's not a simon and milsehi. That's not a good way to start Kiddush. This is classic Chassam Sofer. So he said, I don't want to start vayer vayvoke, vihine vayar lekimis kol ashos, vihine toiv moed, because toiv moves. So we can't do that. I want to have yoy mashishi vayichul hashamayim, because that's ready shem avaya. So he said, he made a cheshbon, we started vayer vayvoke yoy mashishi. But the bottom line is, the Chassam Sofer said that your Kiddush, now you want to say that it's because there's an asnachta, and whenever there's an asnachta, it's not going to be a problem. He says he has no gerech to say such a chiddush. This tshuva that the Chassam Sofer wrote was written to the two brothers-in-law. This is what he refers to them as. Trei Gisi, Hareheim, Rav Mordechai Zev, Rav Yosef Shaul. So who are these two shvagas? Rav Yosef Shaul was Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzin. The Baal Shoy Lomeshev. That's who he wrote the tshuva to. His shvog, his name was Ramart Chizev. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin and Ramart Chizev co-authored a sefer. You don't see this every day. They co-authored a sefer. They wrote a sefer together. The sefer they wrote together is called Mocking Gibayron. The Chassam Sofer wrote this tshuva to the mechaber of this sefer. He was sitting at a suda together with Smechutin Rav Liman, Simcha Liman's father, and they're sitting together and they're discussing this halacha kapsuvit leipaski maisha, and this yid brought out this lamdan echad the sefer Mocking Gibayron, and he showed it to the Chassam Sofer, this chiddush in the name of the son of the Yachnu Bayas, that if there's an asmachta or a zakif katan, any time it's the end of something, then you don't have the problem of kapsuvit leipaski maisha. The Chassam Sofer wasn't masking, but at the same time, he sent a grease to the mechaber. So he sat down, he wrote a letter. This wasn't a tshuva. This was something that was preempted. He went and he wrote a letter to the mechabrim. Rabbi Mart Chizev, interestingly, first, and Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin second, but he wrote it to the co-authors of the Mogen Yubayrim, and this was his Ha'ara, and he basically told him that I wasn't asking. But either way, coming back to Kiddush Hayom, so said the Rav Palin, said the Ben Ishchai, he says, Lafizeh, we can be Miyashiv. He says that, like this Kiddush of the Mogen Yubayrim, that says whenever there's an Asnachta, or whenever there's a Zakiv Katan, see, over there you don't have the problem of Kopsuka Delei Paske Moish. So if that's the case, it's very good. Because the pasuk says, "Kishesh yom as Hashem as Shemayim v'Saretz es Hayom v'es Kol Asher Bom va'yonach b'yoyim Hashvi." Underneath the word Hashvi, there's an asnachta. Va'yonach b'yoyim Hashvi asnachta. Al kein berach Hashem es yoyim Hashabbos va'yikatcheu. Memela, you're not going to have a problem of kol psukot loy paskei Moshe and nan loy paskina. Just to come full circle, we spoke out many times when we were learning the sugis of Karban Pesach. The ha'orah that Rabbi Yashin brings in his Ha'aris, that when we say Koirech by the Haggadah, so we mention Al Matzus Samiroirim Yechlu, and we mention the Pasik, not in Parshas Boy that talks about Pesach Rishayin, but rather we mention the Pasik in Parshas Baal Loischa that talks about Pesach Sheini. And he was Matmiya, what's the Pshat that we say the Pasik of Pesach Sheini and not the Pasik of Pesach Rishon? So he brought the Hergish from the Belzer Rebbe, that the Belzer Rebbe said that the reason we mention Pesach Sheini is because it's a Tefillah. We weren't Zoicha, we're sitting at the Seid and Chutz Laretz, we weren't Zoicha to bring a Pesach Rishon. But Halavai, we should be zoich in 1 month to be able to read the Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Yashiv was mefakt fake in the ha'ara of the Belzer Rebbe. We were meirich in that. So he said, What is the pshat? So the Rabbi Yashiv said, they bring it here from the God of Rabbi Yashiv. He said a different pshat. He says, if you look in the pasuk in Parshas Boy, it says, Va'achlu as habasa balayla hazeh. Tzli eish matzois al miroirim yoichlu. So it's tzli eish matzois al miroirim yoichlu. The trup is tzli eish matzois, and then the hemshich is al meroyrim yechlo. If you look in Parshas Baal Oischa, b'chodesh hasheni bar b'osay yoyim ben arbayim, yasu oisoy asnachta, al matzois meroyrim yechlo. So Rabbi Yashiv said, you want to know why we quote the pasuk of Baal Oischa, not the pasuk in Parshas Boy? Because kol psukot alei paskei Moshe, anan loy paskina. Rav Yosef Shol Natanzin and his gracious Shvager Amort Chizev, they wrote in their sefer Mogen Giboyrim. The Chassam Sofer brings in the truth, he didn't like it. But the Ben Ishchai said al zeh soimchin roiva oilam, that they start making kiddush al kim berach Hashem as yom Hashabbos vayikatcheu, that it's all kibayit on this kiddush, that if there's an asnachta or there's a zakiv katan, then you don't have the problem of kol psukot alei paskei Moshe. The pasuk in Parshas Baal Oischa, there's an asnachta underneath bein arbaim yasu oisoi. So it's a new aschola al matzos umroim yachlu. So you don't have the problem of kol psukot alei paskei Moshe. So that's why we mentioned the pasuk of al matzos umroim yachlu. But if we would mention the pasuk of Parshas Boy, you'd have a problem, because the way that Shrub reads is tzlieshu matzos. That's the period. Al meroyrim yechlu. So what would you say? Umatzis al meroyrim yechlu. Nah, you're interrupting the trap. That's a problem of kopsukut le paskin moisha and non le paskinon. If that's a problem of kopsukut le paskin moisha and non le paskinon, that's not something you're allowed to do. And as a result, said Rabbi Yashiv, that's the real pshat, maybe. That's the reason that we picked the pasuk in Parshas Baal Oischa and we didn't pick the pasuk in Parshas Boy. Just to be messiah with one final la'ara. And that is, so the halacha is that when you make kiddush, saw it in today's daf, you have to drink a Maloyim Lugmav. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down, there's two days, who has to drink the Maloyim Lugmav? The Shulchan Aruch says that there's a Yesh Haimrim that says that it doesn't matter. As long as somebody drinks a Maloyim Lugmav, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And then the Shulchan Aruch brings a Deya that it doesn't have to be the person, it's not enough that anybody drinks it. You need the person that's making Kiddush to drink it. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Halacha says that even though Rav Rishonim seem to say that it doesn't matter who drinks the Malayim Lugma, but Lekatchila, the Mecharis seem to hold that the person making the Kiddush should drink the Malayim Lugma, and as a result, that's the right thing to do. Incidentally, we'll go through this very quickly. What is the Shira Malayim Lugma? So we saw Taisra said in today's daf, the Shira is a Rav Revius. So what is a Revius? So that is different Shiurim. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Shira was that whenever you're dealing with brachas that are Doiraisa, a Revius is 4.42 ounces, which would make Rava Revius a little more than 2.21 ounces. That's what a Revius is. Ramosha held that if you're dealing with brachas de Rabbanon, so then a Revius could be a lesser share, 3.3 ounces, which means a Maloy Lugma of Rav of a Revius would be 1.7 ounces. So for example, Kiddush, which is Deiraisa, even if Kiddush Allah Yain is the Rabbanon, but Kiddush itself is a Deiraisa. So 4.42 ounces, you drink 2.21 ounces, a little more than that, that's when you are Yotza. If you're making Avdallah, if you're making Kiddush during the day, Dalat Kaisis, these are all the Rabbanons. So if you're dealing with the Rabbanons, so then the share is 3.3 ounces, not such a big share. 1.7 ounces, that's already your Maloy Lugmav. Regardless, so the Mekadosh has to drink a Maloy Lugmav, the Katrila, but the Evid, between everybody together, they should drink a Maloy Lugmav. What about everybody else? So you're making Kiddush for a whole Suda. Does everybody have to drink? You have to drink or do you not have to drink? What's the halacha? So it's an open shut line in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Simon Reishai and Aleph. It's of Katan Yod Dalet. Umikal Makam says the Mechaber, mitzvah min amufcher shiit amukulam. There's a mitzvah min amufcher that everybody should taste. That not only should the Mekadosh drink his Maloy Lugmav, but everybody should taste something. So anyone that partakes in a Kiddush, there's a mitzvah min amufcher to drink. So you don't have to drink. It's okay if you don't drink. But it's a mitzvah min amufcher. It's begeder, hidur, mitzvah min amufcher. The best way to do the mitzvah is for everybody to drink. In yeshiva, they say over from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav said that this halach in Shulchan Aruch, that mitzvah min amufcher sheyitam ukulam is only true Kiddush Friday night. But Kiddush Shabbos day, it's not just a mitzvah min amufcher, but it's a chiyuv me'ikar adin. If you want to be yoytze Kiddush, you have to taste, you have to drink a little bit from the Mekadosh. Otherwise, you can't be yoytze Kiddush. And the Brisker Rav said a major lomdus. He said, what's Kiddush Friday night? Kiddush Friday night is Mekadosh HaShabbos. Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, Yontif. But that's what Kiddush is. Kiddush Friday night is Mekadosh HaShabbos. Now, you're Mekadosh Al HaYayin, because that's the Choshev way of making Kiddush. HaMavarech Tzorech Sheyidoyim. You mainly end up making a Bayer Pri Agafen. But the wine is not the Kiddush. The Bayer Pri Agafen is also not the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Mekadosh HaShabbos. The Kiddush is Mekadosh HaShabbos. Just to add one Knesh. Brisker Rav said, how do I know that the Bayer Pri Agafen is not part of the Kiddush? Maybe it's part of the Kiddush. Maybe once Chazal was misakin to make Bayer Pri Agafen, maybe it's part of the Kiddush. The Raya is from the Halacha of Peiros Mapu Mekadosh, the theme of the beginning of Arab Psachim. The Halacha of Yomil in the Suda, and now it's Shabbos, so we paskin like Shmuel, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi, you Peiros Mapu Mekadosh. Shulchan Aruch says, do I have to make, now that I'm making Kiddush, do I have to make a Bayer Pri Agafen? So he says, if you were drinking in your Purim Suda, before you were Pirus Ma'apu Mekadosh, you were drinking wine, you don't have to make another Bayer Pri Agafen. You already made a Bayer Pri Agafen. So just make Mekadosh HaShabbos, that's Halacha Shulchan Aruch, and you're going to be done. So Brisker Rav said, if Bayer Pri Agafen is a chelik of the heft of the Kiddush, you should have to make a new Bayer Pri Agafen with Afmachin Kiddush. The Teretz is, the only reason Bayer Pri Agafen is because HaMavarech Tzarech Sheyitoyim. You can't taste without making a bracha. If Lu Yitzuyer, I already made a Bayer Pri Agafen, so I don't need a Bayer Pri Agafen in order to taste, so there's no reason to make a Bayer Pri Agafen. So B'skarov Shtalbavek, Dvarim Pshutim Ubrurim, that Kiddush Friday night is Mekadosh HaShabbos. But Kiddush Shabbos day is not Mekadosh HaShabbos, because you don't make a Mekadosh HaShabbos. The only bracha you make Shabbos day is Bayer Pri Agafen. So B'skarov said, Vaistois, the Cheftz of the Kiddush Shabbos day is the Bayre Pri Agafen. Because there is no other Kiddush. There's no other bracha. That means the Bayre Pri Agafen Shabbos day and the Bayre Pri Agafen Friday night are Choluk B'Yisoydon U'Mahusam. It's not the same thing. The Bayre Pri Agafen Friday night is not the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Mekadosh HaShabbos. The only reason that I'm making a Bayre Pri Agafen is because I have to taste. I can't taste without making a bracha. So Mamela, we threw in a Bayer Pri Agafen. But the Bayer Pri Agafen is not the bracha. The Haraya, what would be if Lu Yitzuri, I didn't have to make a Bayer Pri Agafen because I was drinking the whole Erev Shabbos because I was a Pirus Mapu Mekadosh, so I wouldn't make a new Bayer Pri Agafen. Of a Shabbos day, the whole Kiddush is the Bayer Pri Agafen. You tell me it's not the Kiddush? What else is the Kiddush? The Veshomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos Al Kim Berach Hashem Ezerim B'Shabbos V'Yik Hashem. It was not the Kiddush. That's Mirat Shabbos thing. Farmer Mach Kiddush. But that's not the Chavetz of the Kiddush. So what is the Kiddush? It's the Bari Priya Gofen. So the Rav said a major lumdus. He said, Mekadosh HaShabbos is a bracha. You could be moitzi me with a bracha. And as long as you're Mekadosh Al Hayayin, the bracha is Al Hayayin, and I was yoitzah with Kiddush Al Hayayin, so there's no reason for me to have to taste the wine. Mitzvah Menam Ofcho, says the Mechab. It's very nice. Of a Shabbos day, the Kiddush is the Bayer Priya Gofen. So Biskarov said, just think about it. Hagaba Atzmecha. You're being moitzimi with a Bayer Priya Gofen. What does that mean? A Bayer Priya Gofen is Bechefzo, a Birchas Hanenin. And if it's a Birchas Hanenin, it only gets Chshivus if it gave me Hana. If I actually tasted. If I drank a little bit of wine. But if I don't drink wine, I can't have a Bayer Priya Gofen. Biskarov said, alum, this makes no sense. I have a Bayer Priya Gofen. If I drink wine, oh, very nice. Your bracha shtelled me zu shtias yayin. Right? So now I have a little bit of wine. But if all I have is a Bayer Priya Gofen and I didn't drink, that's not something you can't have in your inventory a Bayer Priya Gofen. It doesn't make any sense. So if it gave me hana and I drank, so now I made kiddush. So if I don't drink, I didn't make kiddush. How much garnish? If I have garnish, said the Biskarov, there's going to be a chiv. Far in the flung. That's what Biskarov said. So Biskarov said a chiddush that the only time it's mitzvah and amufcha is Friday night. But Shabbos day, it's not mitzvah and amufcha. Shabbos day, you have to do it. So the Velt says it's over in the name of the Biskarov. But with a lot of these verklach and anecdotes, you have to really find out and figure out exactly how accurate it is. I mean, this is accurate, of course, but there's different anecdotes associated with it. But just one anecdote that I know is accurate. In the shiur for Meshulam David Halevi, Zechet Tzadik Levrach, Rav David Soloveitchik, in Nazir Davdalit, in the sugis of Kedusha Vavdalit regarding a Nazir, so he brings this in the name of his father. He says, Maron Zatzal. He's referring to the Brisker of his father. Amad de Bekiddush Ayom Tzorich Shekol Echa Ve'echa Yitay Mehayayim. And he brings the whole lumdus. And he writes, Va'omar Kein Lamaron Hagrach Zatzal. He said that his father told him that it is Ibig Yizok to the Zayda, to Rav Chaim Brisker, Va'agrach Kibel Dvarav. Reb Chaim was masking to what the Brisker Rav said, the Hinig L'maisa came. And he used to do this way, L'halacha, the Bekiddush Hayom Kol Echad Ve'echad Yitim Minayayim. So now you know this is true. So he said it over to Reb David, said he heard it from his father, who said it over to the Zayda Reb Chaim, and the Zayda Reb Chaim was Mekabalit. He was masking, and this is something that he used to do. But I'll tell you a bomb kasha that the yeshiva world asks on this Brisker Rav. It's mamish a bomb kasha. The Mechaber we just mentioned says that even though l'katchila, the mesubin, the people that are sitting at the table, don't have to drink, but mikomokah mitzvah menamufcha shiyita mukulan. The mitzvah menamufcha is for everybody to drink. The Vilna Goyen in his Bir Hagro, on that line in the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah menamufcha shiyita mukulan, says the Vilna Goyen, psochem daf kuvav. Psochem daf kuvav, that's the makar. You want to know the makar to this halacha? It's psochem daf kuvav. Now, what state in psochem daf kuvav? What do you see in Psachim Daf Kuv of this halacha? It's Pashut. The Gemara said the Rav Ashi once came to a city, to Mechuza, and they were mechabed him to make Kedusha Rabba. And he was thrown for a loop. He said, what's Kedusha Rabba? He didn't know what it was. So he said, no, I know what I'm supposed to do. Let me start making Kiddush. I'll make him Bayer Priya Gofen, because every Kiddush starts with Bayer Priya Gofen, no matter what Kiddush it is. And then let me see how the Olam reacts. If the Olam drinks, so if I slice, all I'm supposed to make is a Bayer Priya Gofen. If the Olam pauses, then Kenira, I was supposed to make a regular Kiddush. So the Gemara says, he made Bayer Priya Gofen for Agibe. He waited a little bit. Chazila, who's Sabah, the Gochen for Shasi? There was an Altayid. It was a Husaba, Yoanovi, maybe it was a Gavra Saba, the Gers of the Rif, and Kori Anafshe. So he saw that obviously all you're supposed to do is make a Bayer Priya Gofen. So he said, Achacham Ein of Beroisha. Zoktivil Nagayim, Pasha, this is what he means. This Gemara, you see, that there's an idea for everybody to drink. Not just the Makadish, everybody to drink. Like the Brisker Rav, that there's a fundamental difference between Kiddush Friday night and Kiddush Shabbos day. That Kiddush Shabbos day, you have to drink. Because if you don't drink, then you have nothing. So what was the raya? What was the raya from this Gemara? Vazok the Vilna Goyen in Bir Agra. I have a makar that there's a mitzvah and a mufcha to drink Friday night. Even though really you don't have to drink Friday night, but it's a mitzvah and a mufcha. What's the raya? Psochem kuvav. Vashtetim psochem kuvav. Ahu Sabbath, he was gochem v'shasi. Of course he drank. It was Shabbos day. That was the whole story. It was Kedusha Rabbah. It was Shabbos day. He made a Bayer Priya Gofen. That was the end of the whole story. He has no shaychus to Friday night. Like the Brisker Rav, Friday night and Shabbos day are fundamentally different. So Makshim HaOilam and Yeshiva, what's Pshat in the Rav? This Vilna Goyen is a raya berurah, not like the Brisker Rav.
Haflu fell. From the fact that the Goyin said that the Makar, that there's a mitzvah on Mufchet to taste Friday night, is from a story that happened Shabbos day. So you say, Merist, there's no difference between Friday night and Shabbos day. Like the Briskerov, the two worlds, the Chalak be a Sodom. So how could the Goyin have said that this Gemara is the Makar? So I saw a beautiful teretz in the Sefer Teretz Shmuel. He says that, Shamati liyashay, doesn't say from who, but he says, Shamati, he says, I heard a teretz. He says, no, that's not what the Goyin meant. The Goyin didn't mean from the fact that he drank. He said, you know what the Goyin meant? Rav Ashi walks into shul. They send make kedusha rabba. He didn't know what kedusha rabba was. What do you mean he didn't know what kedusha rabba was? He saw the oilman was sitting with wine. Everybody had wine in front. That was the story. They had wine, so he should have known that it must be that all you make is a bayir pri agafen. Because if he's making kiddush Friday night, why is everybody about to drink? But Rav Ashi didn't prove anything from that. He had to wait until he made kiddush, and after the bayir pri agafen, he stalled. He saw the alti yid bent down and he started drinking. Oh, must be all you make is a bayir pri agafen. What do you mean? He should have spared that it's a bayir pri agafen simply from the fact that everybody had wine. So said vice stoich from the fact that he had wine meant nothing. Why not Friday night? You know, it must be so. This is when I'm off. And that's why he had no raya from the fact that there was wine. The raya wasn't from the fact that he drank. He had a drink. Lafiha MS, it was Kedusha Rabba. And Kedusha Rabba, like Maron Agri said, you're mechuyev to drink. So that wasn't the raya. You know what the raya was? The raya was from the fact that Rav Ashi didn't know to prove that this is a Bayru Pri Agafen and nothing else from the fact that he had wine. Because L'chaira, if there's no Inyan to drink Friday night, and there's an Inyan to drink Shabbos day, so Balkarchach must be that it was Kedusha Rabba. Must be all it was a Bayir Pri Agafen. From the fact that Rav Ashi couldn't prove anything from that, that's a raya, said the Vilna Goy, and that's what the Bayir Agra meant when he said Psachim Kuvav. Pashut, he meant the Gemara. What do you see? He drank. They said, no, like the Rav, you have to say, he meant the whole Shtekel Torah. From the fact that he only proved it from the fact that he drank, but he couldn't prove anything from the fact that he had wine. So that's a raya that even Friday night there's an Inyan for a mitzvah and a mufcher. Now the question is, the Briskerov seems like he's making a very compelling argument, right? Saying a good timer, he's saying Bayir Pri Agafen is a Brichas Hanenin. How could I be Yotze with a Brichas Hanenin if I don't actually have Anah? So that already we'll have to save for a different day.